Random House Audio presents K2, Life and Death on the World's Most Dangerous Mountain by Ed Viesters with David Roberts. Read for you by Fred Sanders. As always, to my loving wife Paula and our kids, still and forever the best reasons for coming home. And also to those who have been inspired and challenged by the holy grail of mountaineering that is K2. Chapter 1. The Motivator. In the wee hours of the morning of August 1st, 2008, some 30 climbers from 10 different expeditions set out from their high camps on the Abruzzi Ridge of K2. At 28,251 feet, the world's second tallest mountain, K2 thrusts skyward out of the Karakoram Range of northern Pakistan. After weeks of sitting out bad weather, the mountaineers were poised to go for the summit on a clear and windless day. During the endless storms, morale at base camp had reached rock bottom, and some climbers had thrown in the towel and gone home. But now everybody still on the mountain was jazzed. As they emerged from their cramped tents to clip on crampons and hoist packs, the climbers were riding a manic high. Sometime that day, they thought, they would claim one of the most elusive and glorious prizes in mountaineering. For most of these men and women, K2 was the goal of a lifetime. Although the various teams were operating independently, they had tried to cobble together a common logistical plan that would help everyone get to the top. The crucial feature of that plan was the fixing of thin nylon ropes, to be used on the way up, in effect, as handrails, and on the way down...